From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama in Laos, the first American president to visit that landlocked Southeast Asian nation, for Southeast Asian and East Asian nation meetings. He met earlier with the president of the landlocked nation before leaving the G20 summit in China. Mr. Obama told reporters he hopes to improve relations with Vientiane by helping resolve unexploded ordnance issues following the Indochina War.
And my expectation is that in our meetings over the course of several days, that we'll be able to provide some really concrete assistance that ensures that innocent kids who are running through a field, or a farmer that's trying to clear a field, or a business that's trying to get set up, that they're not endangered by a possibility of an explosion.
Mr. Obama will also deliver a speech on Asia policy and is expected to urge congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Pact.
And I have yet to hear a persuasive argument from the left or the right as to why we wouldn't want to create a trade framework that raises labor standards, raises environmental standards, protects intellectual property, levels the playing field for U.S. businesses, brings down tariffs. It is indisputable that it would create a better deal for us than the status quo.
The TPP opposed by both U.S. major party presidential nominees. The Italian Coast Guard said rescuers recovered the bodies of 15 migrants in search and rescue operations Monday. Also saved 2,700 lives off the coast of Libya. At least 23 killed in a weekend blaze at a prison near Ethiopia's capital. The fire erupted Saturday at the Kilinto prison, which holds many of those arrested in ongoing